You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of
today,
the Bard.
On the Word of Truth Revealed.
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness covered the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Then God said, "Let there be light." In other words, before there was a written word, there was a spoken word. And that word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, even the glory of the Father, full of grace and truth.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, The Sound of Abundance. Today, Bishop will be teaching from 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verses 6 through 8.
I want to draw your attention to 1 Corinthians chapter 14. Thank you for my microphone. It's perfect. Verses 6 through 8 is our text. Can you all give me a few minutes? I ask you, can you give me a few minutes? Okay, let me have it, because I need to drop this. And I need, see, we only work in realms of authority that God has given us. In this realm, he's given me authority. But I want to be gentle with it, because I want you to get what the Lord has for you. I need to talk about sound, and I've heard a joyful sound that Jesus saves. But I also hear a clarion call that's coming out of this house from the blowing of the shofar that the set man did. And I'm going to say something about that. It's very powerful prophetically. And I believe God wants to work in us, even in this hour, to do great things. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 6. Now, brethren, or brothers, I come to you and speak. If I come to you and speak in tongues, what good would I be to you? Unless I bring you some revelation or knowledge or prophecy or word of instruction. In other words, if I said the whole service and didn't bring clarity to it, what profit would it be to you? Now, I don't want to get it twisted. We believe in the tongue, but look at what the word says. Now, brothers, if I come to you and speak in tongues, what good would I be to you unless I bring you some revelation or knowledge or prophecy or word of instruction? Verse 7, even in the case of lifeless things that make sounds such as flute and harp, how will anyone know what tune is being played unless there is a distinction in the notes? Verse 8, again, if the trumpet does not sound a clear call, who will get ready for battle? If the sound is off, we'll never rally to purpose. That's why God is going to have a distinct sound coming out of this house, so we can rally God's people to purpose. From the subject, just for a moment, the sound, I hear the sound of abundance. I hear the sound of abundance. You can add rain to it. You can add money to it. I'm going to say souls and resources and expansion and healing, deliverance, coming to the people of God. I hear it coming. Glory to God. And after I pray, I want you to put your hands together like the devil is in the midst of them and really clap them hard, okay? Father, I give you praise for this moment. Think through my mind and speak through my lips as I share with your people. Go before this word and prepare us with an ear to hear. Give us a mind to comprehend. Give us hearts to receive and a spirit to contain your word, and we will give you praise for the poor. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's put our hands together. Come on, like the devil. That's it. Yeah, that's it right there. That's it. That's it. That's it. That's the sound. Woo. Create the sound. Oh, my God. That's it right there. That's it. You got it. You got to create the sound. Now open your mouth and give him a shout. Something happens when you create the sound of abundance. My God. Oh, my God. Thank you, Lord. 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 Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. God moves through sound. Glory to God. This is why the enemy has hijacked it. He knows the power of sound. 70% of your body is liquid. And if I give you low tones, you'll reverberate. The water in you will start reverberating. The sound creates a reverberation. And whoever orchestrates can direct your path. So when you hear music in the park, you gravitate to the park. And when you hear a distinct sound in a house, you hear it, you start gravitating to the house. When I was a kid on a Friday night, it was the Gibson Center. One o'clock in the morning, kids all over at the Gibson Center, because the sound attracted them. What they didn't understand, that about 20 years before that, a man came and put a tent in this field over here, and he had young people playing music, and nobody understood it, but they were deep in the music. They were hooked up. They were called the Crusaders. Right over here in this park, right across the street, it was a tent revival, and God touched the city through that revival, and it was the sound that drew the people there. God is still using sound to draw his people so they can hear a voice and get the word. Even before there was a written word, there was a spoken word. Let me say it again. Even before there was a written word, before you can write it in the Bible, there was a spoken word. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness covered the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Then God said, "Let there be light." In other words, before there was a written word, there was a spoken word. And that word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, even the glory of the Father, full of grace and truth. And God is still using sound. The enemy has tried to hijack it. Got you listening to all kinds of things today. It's so illicit. It is amazing. If you ever just take a moment and take your 13-year-old and their ear pod, listen to what they're listening to. It's going to shock you. What did they say? You're going to say, what did they say? They got grown men preaching to them every night about what they should do with their bodies. And y'all get tight when I have to say something here, because they're full. It's all in their ears, and it's causing them to reverberate. And that's why young people are losing their innocence way before time. And the church has to have a distinct sound musically, song, and preaching with good microphones. No raggedy Radio Shack mic. Oh, what's going on? No, it's got to be clear, just like in the club. A life sound in the house of God. So we spare no expense with sound. Glory to God. Because we know how important sound is. And anybody messing with the sound, in other words, if I say to the sound man, I need you to give me this, and he starts saying, you tell me what to do, you shouldn't be on the sound. Because you work for me. Glory to God. Go to any concert and let anybody. It could be Tupac resurrected and the sound man tell him, no, I'm going to give you what I want. He said, give me some monitor. You're going to see him turn it up. But when we come to church, we lose our mind. Amen. Go to any concert. The man running the stage is going to tell you what he wants. And we get what we get, right? So when we come to the church, we don't have to lose our mind when we come to church. We need to gain our senses. So this is how we move, and this is where we're going. The man needs a distinct voice and a sound so he can be heard. And if it bothers anybody, you need to grow up. This is how it goes. We're moving to take the city for Jesus. And if you were in Joshua's day, you couldn't say that to him. If he said, walk around the city of Jericho and keep quiet, you did exactly what he told you to do. And when he says shout, everybody shout, and the walls came down. Let the religion go. Let the tradition go. Let the ignorance go. And let's pick up relevance and move toward God. We can't go way back in God when we're in the 21st century. We can go back to our morals, but not way back in God. God is at work today. He's the God of the living, not the God of the dead. Man, I'm preaching better than you saying amen. So if you want to herald anybody's power and they're dead, God says, I'm in the midst of the living right now. He's speaking to us right now. Glory to God. Communication happens all around us. Whether it is direct silence, if you're quiet, you're still communicating. That's why some people, they're mean. They just won't talk back to you. Could be in the home or whatever, won't speak to nobody. They think, oh, I just don't want to start no problems. No, your silence can be abuse. Yeah. Children need to hear you speak, especially if you're a man. Your daughter and son need to hear you say something. They hear mama all the time and she's tired. But you got to say something. You can't be silent. Oh, I just don't know. You got to speak because it's the sound that moves things. Listen, everything we see here today came from sound. Wherever you are a product of words that were spoken over your life. Somebody say you can make it, or somebody say I don't care. They spoke it over your life, and you got to learn how to kick away that which is negative and grab that which is positive. Glory to God. 100 people told me I'll have nothing in Palm Bay. What is a truth revealed? Why would you name a church that way 30 years ago? They're not saying that now. I didn't allow what was spoken to me to stop me from moving. Very seldom did I get anybody to say, I call on you and I support what you're doing and you're going to make it. It was a microcosm of people saying that. Most people were doubters. They did not encourage us to do what God has called us to do because it was different. I had to tune that out, and I had to hear from the Lord. And some of you, your ear is so wide, I can drive a truck through it. You listen to everybody. Let them mess up your day. No, close that. You only let a few people get into your inner ear. Everybody's got a voice, but you don't let them speak to you. You let no man get up in your ear and talking about Barry White. What you doing, baby? What's going on? You don't do that. You pull him back. Get back, man. You let somebody get in your ear, that's why hairdressers and Lincoln Barbershop, he knows everything about the community because who's ever in your head knows everything that's in your heart. You go to hairdressers, they can tell you what's going on all around the world because when you got that person massaging your head, you'll start talking about what you did or what your neighbor did. That's why you can't let a truck run through your head. You got to tune your ear into what the word is saying. Some people, subliminals, even body language speaks. Visuals. I met a man this week or last week who said that his parents, both of them were deaf, and he had to learn sign language to communicate to them. And he explained what it was like to be 13-year-old having to talk to his mother through sign language and how God prepared him to be a preacher through it. Because he also has to do sign language to tell you what he's speaking to you because you can't see him and you can't hear him. But he's that voice now, the interpreter that's letting you know what the Spirit is saying to the church. And it was trained while he was dealing with his mama. And he wasn't mean to her. Oh, my God, help us, Lord. Let me just say it. I need to say this. If you've been mean to your mother, stop it now. I feel to say that to somebody. You cuss your mama, you're going to cut your days short. That's the one you don't speak negative to. I feel to say that. Glory to God. Honor your father and your mother that your days may be long. Don't you ever raise your voice at her. When she's long gone, you'll grieve it. You'll grieve it, man. You'll say in your mind, I wish I hadn't done that. Glory. Mothers take a lot. The Bible says, who can know the heart of a woman? For it's like deep waters. And a lot of women take things to the grave. And they shouldn't have to. Sound and communication creates impact, especially when you're a man or a woman of influence. And I believe God is raising up influencers in this ministry. Glory to God. Without communication, it would be difficult to accomplish anything. As I grow in my communicative ability, I'm realizing that it's not so much a color barrier in America, it's a language barrier. If you don't develop your ability to communicate, you go into a bank and you're speaking Ebonics, they're not going to give you the highest rate. You go in there and say, listen, I want to know the highest rate that you can give me with a credit score that's over 780. You say that to the banker, you're going to say, whoa, this is a person who has some knowledge. And they worked on their digital character score, which is their credit score. Now, people say, oh, you're trying to be all of that. I'm telling you how to get stuff done. You got to learn how to communicate and not be angry, using your hands all the time. You got to learn how to chill and learn how to communicate. That means you're using your mind, not just your emotions. That's what this man is doing, is sharpening, refining his ability every week to speak clearly. That's why the keyboards had to hit distinct sound. Yes. Ding, 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 blend. Ding, bing, 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 blend. That takes practice. The rhythm, I don't want to get ahead of myself, but it's important. And when all of us, the orchestra and the singers, come harmonizing, it becomes distinct. Hear where the Spirit is, a blue flame enters into the house. Yes. Glory to God. That blue flame changes lives. Yes. Whoo, Jesus. We're living in a time in the name of Jesus where misfortune and misinformation is being released all over the world. Misinformation and disinformation. Misinformation is just, I got it wrong, I reported it wrong. Disinformation means I plotted to give you something that's not true, believing you're going to eat it and never, ever investigate. That's what a lot of people, first news they get, they run. They can get it off of real and they think it's real. You got to guard your ear from receiving all information. How do you prove it? Everything I'm saying to you, I can trace it to a scripture. Can you trace what you believe to anything that's knowledgeable and that carries weight? Or you're just echoing what somebody else said? This is why truth is in the man, because he's going to dial you away from disinformation and open you up for information like truth. Yes. And when you know it, it will make you free. Yes. Oh my God. And when you know truth, yes.
I don't care what your background is. I don't care what you came out of. I don't care what you did. When you know truth, I don't care how young you are or how old you are. When you know truth, it will make you free. Shackles will come off of you. You will begin to run when you were crawling. You will rise up when everybody thought you would go down. You will sing a song of deliverance. And when everybody is losing their tune, you will be the distinct sound. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I had a young man bring his brother to me this morning in our early service before coming here. His name is Bryce, and he's got dreads. But maybe 10 years ago, he was at our men's conference, and I brought in a pastor to speak to our men. He was a Caucasian pastor. And what he did is he took chains off out of his bag, and he draped them around Bryce. And he said, I want you to walk around this building until I tell you to stop. And the young man grabbed the chains and he wrapped them. He was heavy with chains. And he was walking around, and it grieved me because I didn't believe that the pastor really understood what he was doing. And Bryce grabbed those chains and he walked around the first time, the second time, the seventh time. Then I can tell it was getting hard. But I didn't stop it. God said, let it go. And he walked around until he was totally exhausted. He was sweating. And the man was showing the men what bondages do when you get tied up in stuff and how it will weigh you down. Great lesson, but not a great object lesson for the boy. It grieved me to the max, man. When I share with the pastor that you don't want to put chains on black men, we've already had enough chains. We've already gone through stuff. We've already been beaten down, man. We've already lost our dignity. We've been stripped. Even our women don't know how to deal with us sometimes. Get yourself together. I want a man with some money, but can you help him? Can you believe in me? Can you speak life to me? Can you help me to get along the way? When I started, pastor said to me, my wife said to me, you may not have everything, but I see something in you. You great. And I'll help you to pull the stones out of the field so we can plant. I see something in you. I needed somebody. I didn't have it all together. I didn't have a house by the lake. I didn't have four cars. I didn't know what I was doing, but she saw potential. And that black woman spoke to the man, the Gabor in me, and he rose up. Yes. The man rose up. Yes. I'm straight up alpha. I can go and get it now, but I needed somebody to believe in me. Yes. Instead of just talking about I'm saved and I'm sanctified. Yes. Fire baptized. You better speak life into your man. Over to God. We already have enough chains on us as men. That little boy, he was 13. He was just trying to do what he needed to do. Now he's a grown man, and his older brother brought him to church today. I asked for him, where's Bryce? And he brought him to me. I said, come here. And he sat with me. I said, you feel me? And he rubbing his hands together. He's a grown man now. He said, I feel you. I said, those chains that were on you 10 years ago, have you put them back? God used that situation to show you what you shouldn't be carrying. Are you carrying? Did you pick them up? You got a marijuana chain? You got two chains on you? Oh, my God. You done hooked up with two chains when you've been dragging chains? Who told you, man? He listened. He said, I feel you. No, sir, I'm not going to let them put chains on. Glory to God. That's why people need to be in this house so they can get a word and get delivered. I don't care if they were incarcerated. I don't care what they went through. There's deliverance for you. Yeah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Write it down. Clarity in this season is essential. God is It's causing the swarm of flies, the swarm of confusion and chaos that's going away. That's why you got to get to Goshen. Don't give your ear to everybody.
So clarity is, in this season, is essential. Don't give your ear, your inner ear, to everyone. Write it down. Prioritize who has access in your inner ear or to your inner ear. Who can speak to you and make you move? Who can call you and make you put on your clothes and go there? Who is it? You're giving too much. And if you give that much, you'll never have money. The man who spills seed everywhere will never be rich. It's when you can contain it and go to work and save your money. As you deal with your seed, so will you deal with your seeds. You got to learn how to control that. If you're ever going to start a business, forgive everybody. Because if you don't have forgiveness in you, it will choke your resources. So I'm not telling you forgive because it's easy. I see future. You will spend extra money to make up for the gaps. Once you release them, you don't have to spend. You can just let it be.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For a replay of today's message, The Sound of Abundance, visit the media section on the Truth Revealed app or our website at www.truthrevealed.org.
We invite you to join us for a joyous celebration of 30 years of steadfast faith and serving with unwavering devotion. Don't miss this opportunity to celebrate with us on Friday and Saturday, March 28th and 29th at 7 p.m. and Sunday, March 30th at 8 and 11 a.m. to experience inspiring services featuring heartfelt reflections on our global impact and the lives transformed over the past 3 decades. Help us honor this milestone and become a part of our legacy. March is Women's History Month, and this year's theme is Moving Forward Together, Women Educating and Inspiring Generations. Get involved to inspire future generations to pursue education and leadership roles and help raise awareness about the importance of women's contribution to society. Awaken Women, join Pastor Sabrina for Women's Sunday School at 10 a.m. in the sanctuary.
Married and engaged couples, join us for the Marriage Enrichment Hearts Intertwined session on Saturday, March 15th at 7 p.m. in the sanctuary. Childcare is provided. It is time to become relentless as we tag up to God in prayer. Relentless will meet in the sanctuary on Friday, March 21st at 7 p.m.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.
Hi friends, Paul Esposito here from 91.5 FM WMIE and WWBC Radio. We are pleased to announce that our brand new apps have been released and are now available in the App Store for you to download. So search for WMIE as well as WWBC, and you can hear the awesome programming on these stations 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. There also is a lot of programs available on demand. Some of the local programming here you now can hear on demand from your phone or tablet. So I encourage you, download these apps, WMIE and WWBC.
Thank you.